Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. The markets seem to be in a holding pattern today, but still managed to inch higher, right?
That's right. It's very much a waiting game, but a positive one. The S&P 500 climbed about 0.6%, finishing just behind the NASDAQ, which saw a similar gain. The Dow lagged a bit, up only 0.3, continuing its recent underperformance this month.
And this optimism is still pinned on those U.S.-China trade talks, I presume?
Primarily, yes. Commerce Secretary Lutnick mentioned talks are going very well and could even spill into tomorrow. The market actually shrugged off a couple of selling attempts today, pushing to fresh highs each time. Even President Trump's comments about Iran becoming much more aggressive only caused a very brief dip.
So resilience is the word of the day. How did the sectors play out in this environment?
Pretty broad strength, actually. 10 sectors finished up. Energy led the charge, up a strong 1.8%, even though crude oil itself couldn't hold its morning gains and ended down a bit at $64.96 a barrel.
Interesting. And consumer discretionary?
Consumer discretionary also had a good day, up 1.2%. A lot of that was thanks to Tesla, TSLA, extending yesterday's bounce, jumping another 5.7% to around $326.
And tech? The big driver, usually.
Tech was up 0.5%, pretty much in line with the broader market. But the real story there was in the chipmakers. The PHLX Semiconductor Index, that's SOX, surged over 2%, extending its gain this month to over 10%. Intel, INTC, was a standout, up a whopping 8% on optimism around its new fabrication tech.
Wow, 8% for Intel is a big move. Any laggards today?
Industrials were the weak spot, down about 0.4%. Looks like some profit-taking in defense stocks after their recent run-up. However, within industrials, transports had a fantastic showing. The Dow Jones Transportation Average climbed 1.3% back to its May high, helped by Norfolk Southern, NSC, which said its carload growth is up 5% quarter-to-date.
Good to see transports picking up. What about the year-to-date picture now? Where do we stand?
The S&P 500 is now up 2.7% year-to-date. The NASDAQ composite is up 2.1%. And the Dow is trailing with a modest 0.8% gain. Smaller caps are still struggling a bit, with the S&P Mid-Cap 400 down 1.8% and the Russell 2000 down 3.4% for the year.
Got it. Let's shift to macro drivers. You mentioned trade talks. Anything else on the radar from today or for tomorrow?
Well, Treasuries saw slim gains in longer tenors and some modest losses at the short end. The Treasury sold $58 billion in three-year notes to somewhat soft demand, and tomorrow, there's a $39 billion 10-year note reopening. On the data front, today was light, just the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index for May, which actually rose nicely to 98.8 from 95.8.
And tomorrow is a big data day, isn't it?
It is. Buckle up. We get the weekly MBA mortgage index early, but the main event is at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, May CPI and core CPI. The consensus for both headline and core CPI is for a 0.2 to 0.3% month-over-month increase. We also get the weekly crude oil inventories and the May Treasury budget later in the day.
Definitely a day to watch inflation numbers closely. Any movement in commodities today beyond oil?
Yeah. Natural gas was down about 11 cents to $3.53. Gold took a bit of a hit, down $11.70 to $3,343 an ounce. Silver also slipped, and copper was down a couple of cents.
Okay, let's talk earnings. The spotlight today seems to be on J.M. Smucker, SJM, which took a massive tumble, down almost 16%. What on earth happened there?
Oh, it was a rough one for Smucker. They actually beat on Q4 earnings per share, coming in at $2.31, which shows some decent cost control, but net sales of $2.14 billion missed estimates, down 3% year over year.
A sales miss is one thing, but that drop seems excessive.
The real damage came from a huge non-cash impairment charge. We're talking $1.005 billion. This was tied to the goodwill of their sweet baked snacks unit and the Hostess brand. It just underscores the challenges they're having integrating that Hostess acquisition and the broader pressures in sweet snacks.
$1 billion write-down? Wow. And I imagine guidance didn't help?
Not at all. Fiscal 26 guidance was a major disappointment, especially on earnings. They're projecting $8.50 to $9.50 per share, well below consensus. Revenue growth of 2-4% is okay, but the earnings outlook is what spooked investors. They're citing headwinds from tariffs, ongoing input cost inflation, especially in green coffee, and shifts in consumer behavior toward value.
It's interesting, you know, because we've seen companies like Campbell's Soup, CPB, really benefit from this eat-at-home trend. Smucker's doesn't seem to be catching that same wave, at least not across the board.
Precisely. Their U.S. retail coffee segment was a bright spot. Sales up 11%, driven by pricing on Folgers and Café Bustelo. And Uncrustables continue to be a growth engine, but U.S. retail pet foods saw sales decline 13%, with Milk-Bone notably weak. And that sweet baked snack segment, sales plummeted 26%, or 14% excluding divestitures. Segment profit there dropped a staggering 72%.
So a mixed bag with some very dark spots. Any other earnings of note today?
Academy Sports ASO missed on earnings and revenue and lowered their full-year guidance. On the flip side, Casey's General, CASY, beat estimates and raised their dividend. United Natural Foods, UNFI, also delivered a beat and guided in line.
And looking ahead, what are the key reports for the rest of the week?
After the bell today, we've got Dave and Buster's, PLAY, GameStop, GME, Always One to Watch for Fireworks, GitLab, GTLB, and Stitch Fix, SFIX. Tomorrow morning, keep an eye on Chewy, CHWY, and Victoria's Secret, VSCO, then After Hours Wednesday, Oracle, ORCL reports. Thursday, we have Adobe, ADBE, After the Close, which is a big one, and RH, Restoration Hardware.
Definitely some important names there, especially Adobe. Now let's pivot to some specific trading ideas. What are you seeing in terms of breakout leaders or continuation setups?
Well, based on recent action, I'm seeing some strong bullish signals in Lemonade, LMND. It's in that consumer discretionary space, but has shown a notable rise in price with consistent volume spikes. That suggests real buying pressure.
Lemonade, LMND, what are the levels you're watching there?
Support looks to be around $41, then $40.80, and $40.50. Resistance is at $41.95. then $42.10, and a key target would be $42.50. If current volumes hold above, say, 300,000 shares, and we get a positive catalyst, it could rally towards that $42.50 mark. An entry near $41 on a pullback could be interesting, with a stop around $40.40.
You're bullish on LMND, Lemonade, in consumer discretionary, but we just saw Smucker's talk about consumers pulling back on discretionary items. Any concern there?
That's a fair point, and it's something to watch. However, LMND is in a different subsector, insurance tech. The recent price action and volume spikes suggest specific buying interest there, perhaps driven by different factors than packaged food trends. The setup is based on technical strength, but yes, the broader consumer sentiment is a risk factor to keep in mind, for sure.
Good point. Any other names showing continuation potential?
We already talked about Intel, INTC, with that 8% pop. Definitely a leader today. And Tesla, TSLA, continues its bounce. Those are worth watching to see if they can build on these gains.
Okay, what about anticipation setups? Stocks that might be coiling for a move.
I'm keeping a close eye on Adobe, ADBE, especially ahead of those earnings on Thursday. Support levels there are around $415, then $414.50, and $413. Resistance is at $417.50, $419, and potentially $422. If we see bullish signals in trading volumes leading up to the report, it could make a run. An entry around $415 on intraday dips with a stop near $413 could be a way to play it, but earnings always add volatility.
Indeed. Another one?
Salesforce CRM is another one. Support around $267. Then $266 and 50 cents and $265. Resistance at $271, $273, and $275. An expected move toward $273. And if interest picks up, it could extend those gains. Perhaps an entry near $267 during lighter trading sessions, with a stop close to $265.
All right, let's hit some quick movers in news. We covered Smucker's big drop and Intel's surge. Any upgrades or downgrades catching your eye?
Yes, a few notable calls. Yum! Brands, Y-U-M, was upgraded to buy at Redburn Atlantic. BAE Systems, B-A-E-S-Y, got an upgrade to buy from Underperform at BOFA. And Macrich, MAC, the mall REIT, was upgraded to outperform at Mizuho.
And on the downgrade side?
McDonald's, MCD, was downgraded to sell from buy at Redburn Atlantic. That's a significant call. Manhattan Associates, MANH, moved to neutral from buy at the same firm. And Keros Therapeutics, KROS, was cut to neutral at BOFA.
Interesting. Any other company-specific news that traders should be aware of?
Quite a bit, actually. FedEx, FDX, announced a 5% increase in its quarterly cash dividend. That's always nice to see. On the other hand, Gilead, G-I-L-D, had an FDA clinical hold placed on its HIV trials due to a safety signal. That's a negative.
Definitely. What else?
Micron, MU, announced it's shipping its HBM4 memory to key customers for next-general AI platforms, which is positive. But they're also reportedly being sued by YMTC over spyware allegations, so a mixed bag there. Paramount Global, PARA, saw its CFO depart and is reportedly aiming to eliminate 3% of its workforce. And Sezzle, S-E-Z-L, is suing Shopify, S-H-O-P, for antitrust violations while reaffirming its own guidance.
A lot of moving parts in the tech and media space. I also saw IBM. IBM is making moves in quantum computing. And Google, G-O-O-G, is offering employee buyouts in search and advertising, while OpenAI is apparently reducing its Microsoft, MSFT, dependence with a Google Cloud deal.
That's right. The AI race continues to heat up. Meta, M-E,